This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, listeners. It's a joy to focus on a Christ-centered restoration this month, as it's the month after Easter leading up to Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples as described in Acts. As I was reading that, it came to my attention that when I read a little further in Acts 2 verse 17, it says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." And so the verse continues. So that's interesting, hey? Because when we look at the signs of the time, I really believe that we live in the last days. And isn't it wonderful that there's a promise that the Holy Spirit will be upon us in very pertinent ways during this time? So we have someone, listeners, here to share her story of a Christ-centered restoration with you. And we're so excited to introduce her to you.
Yes, thank you very, very much for joining us, Sylvia. And I think what is special for me, Suki, is that she's from Madagascar. Christ-centered restoration isn't only for South Africans. It's for all nations.
Amen. It's for to the ends of the earth.
To the ends of the earth.
Right.
So it's a special privilege to have you with us, Sylvia.
And she's not in Madagascar, right, so, Sylvia? You want to tell us about that?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for Suki and Frederick for hosting me today as a guest from Madagascar.
Yeah. So tell us, you're in South Africa, right? Can you tell us a little bit of how did that happen?
I arrived in South Africa in December 2010. I joined my husband. My husband was here 2009, and then he left Madagascar to start his PhD here. He left when my daughter was 5 days old in June 2009. And so later on, I joined him like 2000. Wow. He joined him as my 18 month old baby girl.
Wow.
Yeah, we can stay permanently here.
So that was 2010. And now it's 2022, but you're speaking to us in English. As far as I know, they don't speak English in Madagascar. Am I right?
We are French speaking. So in fact, I only started to speak English confidently 3 years later. So
wow.
I've been speaking French or Google Translating and something like that. Since my kids started school, that's when I started to learn English and reading a dictionary when they start to say some words, and they're like, what is my son saying or what is my daughter saying?
So you speak, what other languages do you speak?
So we speak Malagasy as an official language in Madagascar with different dialects, and I speak French, which is our second language, and
wow.
then I speak Spanish as well and English afterwards.
So, Sylvia, you know, because we lived in China, many of the listeners know we always talk about it, and I had to learn Chinese. So I can really, really appreciate it with you today that 12 years after you arrived in South Africa, now you can do an interview in English on the radio.
Imagine.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. I know the eighth year in China, my Chinese was quite okay, but I can't imagine that I would have been able to do an interview on the radio.
Yeah, so, it's such an honor and privilege. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
So tell me, so when you came to South Africa, were you a Christian already?
Yes, I was raised in a Protestant church. So yeah, I've known Jesus and heard about Jesus almost every day since I remember. With my mom praying with us, and but nothing very special that it's just like I know the miracles that Jesus has done and learn everything in Sunday school, but that's about it. Like, we know Jesus and his existence in heaven.
And then so when you were here, did you go to church, you and your husband?
Yes. My husband was serving at he was a worship leader, worship team in a church in Muesenberg. We stayed in Muesenberg for about since 2010 until 2013. So he was serving. Yeah, when before we even came here, he was already serving in a church. But then he eventually stopped. And our son was born, he just stopped going to church, and I just carried on bringing my kids to church for Sunday school. And you know, I didn't understand anything at all. Like I said, I didn't speak English at all. But I just came to church and speak to people with my basic and broken English. I just wanted to be in a worship, in a happy place. Yeah, that's what I wanted to be.
So what I'm hearing, Sylvia, is that you were a Christian before you came to South Africa, and it took quite a while for you to embark on a Christ-centered restoration journey in a safe community. What changed that you decided, or that you felt the need to join a group like that?
In fact that's it took me a while. I don't know. Like for many years, I think. What changed is my desperation and my loneliness. You know, far away from the family, no friends for at least like since 2010 to 2013. Like I didn't know anyone. Wow. I didn't have any friends. My English didn't improve at all. I was locked away alone at home, raising my toddler, and yeah. I felt confused and lonely and depressed, and you know, like I was mentally sick or something like that. I could say, and I blame my husband for everything, and I didn't realize that.
I'm so grateful that you're so vulnerable and that you're actually sharing this, because I think there might be many other listeners that might be listening, also coming from other countries. You know, there are many expats, and also people from other countries might be listening as well. They are, especially in this life that we live today, many people leave South Africa and they go to other countries and they experience what you're experiencing now. Deep loneliness, struggle with a culture, pain, just a difficulty, and where we confront it with our hurts, hang-ups and habits. And we're not in a familiar place to handle that, hey? So, but you still continued quite a while before you joined this program. So what had you done in the meantime before you joined the program? Because you were talking now about 2013, 2014. What happened in the meantime?
So in the meantime, I just like coming to different churches, just because we moved from Muizenberg and then come to Stellenbosch, and then I was trying to find my feet, a route, like a church where I feel welcome and where I could raise my kids. Because that's the only thing, that's the only place. And but for some reason, like I only felt hope and joy when I come to church. And yeah, that's in the meantime, I was just like battling with that depression and all those struggles. And the problem was that I didn't stop there from like, because during the weekdays, like I've just been that desperate mom that wanted to be heard and that wanted to talk to someone, just trying to make a friend and, you know, trying to find a room, because my husband was not present, like really emotionally there, because he doesn't even know what to do to me. He doesn't even know like what's going on. We were both confused.
So like
I just kept like blaming him on every situation. But yeah, so that was 2013 until 2000.
Yeah. You know, you describe a very common process now. I think many moms that are struggling to raise little children and the husband is very busy at work, a lot of responsibilities. Your husband were doing busy with his PhD and started working and consumed with responsibilities at work. And you were a mom, like I think there might be moms like this listening, sitting at home, trying to cope with stuff and feeling depressed, feeling lonely, not knowing what to do, not finding the community in churches. Because you say you went to church. Did you go to church all that time until 2020, or did you stop at some time?
I always go to church. Oh, there were certain times that I was working at a retail shop, and then I was working during the day on a Sunday. But I kept going to the evening service, and I paid someone to take my kids to church during the day. Had an au pair to drive them to church on a Sunday because my husband didn't want to go. just stayed at home. Sometimes you drive the kids, you drop them off there, and then you walk out of the church and then fetch them back again later.
Yeah.
But I never stopped going to church, like just being at church, like not serving, not anything, just praising and praying at church.
So it helped you, it brought you some kind of peace, but you couldn't really, it didn't help you with the depression and with the struggles that you had.
No, not at all. Not at all. It didn't really help me with my depression and stuff, but just like bring me peace and hope and joy for that certain time. Like I felt okay. Like, you know, like I needed a break during my weekdays, like with my messy, like all my situation during the weekdays, the work and the kids and my relationship with my husband and the mess that I'm going in and my mental sickness. And at church, like I feel welcome and at peace and at ease and at, with like and hope, full of hope and full of joy.
Yeah. So it was definitely, it gave you some relief. But we're going to talk about what changed. When did the struggle started changing? Just after the break. Listeners, stay tuned in.
Sure. Thank you, listeners, for being with us. We've just had a break and we are busy speaking to Sylvia from Madagascar. And Sylvia, you were explaining or sharing with Suki and myself some of the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that had taken to a place where you were very uncomfortable with your life.
In 2020, right?
Yeah.
So what happened then?
How did it come to pass that you joined a Christ-centered restoration program?
Yeah, you know, like I say earlier, like before I only knew Jesus the way I never knew I could be his friend. I never knew I could have a close relationship with him. And I never knew that I could ask him for help, because I only knew the theory that he's a Lord and we are his servant and we praise him and that's it. But I also didn't know until 2020 that he cared and he's desperate to be my friend and he cared for my imperfection and my brokenness. So now he's present in my life and he's my best friend and the leader and light and my captain.
Wow.
And yeah, he's the first one I reach out in time of need, my struggle, and to take me out of my pain and my hang-ups and my hurts and all my struggles. Yeah, I make sure that over to him.
Sylvia, that's wonderful, and that's so true, that it is a Christ-centered change that happens from our inside. But that just didn't happen with Jesus waving a wand and all of a sudden your things started vanishing.
It was a gradual thing. Hey?
It was something that you also had to do, and that was joining, speaking to people and joining a Christ-centered restoration
group. So how did it happen that you joined the group?
Yes, because I joined the group, Celebrate Recovery group, because I was ended up talking to everyone, like random people know my story, because I needed to be heard. I needed to get, I like to take out of my burden inside my heart and my pain. So I, for at certain times, I had enough and I chose to be a winner and not a victim to my struggle and my hurt and my disappointment. And I told myself as well, I chose to be healed. I chose to take care of myself, to look at me and to focus on me only and my recovery. And I decide also to stop blaming others and to pointing finger on like, oh, you did that to me. You did that to me. It's your fault and this and this and that. So I decided to look at me and like, what is my part in my situation? Like what caused my pain and my hurt?
So it sounds like there were real changes happening in your life. How did that impact your family?
I'm proudly and really, really so proud, and I celebrate the grace of the Lord with that. Because I didn't see it coming. Like back in the days when I look back, I never thought I'll find peace. There is peace. Absolute peace in my family now, in our house, and there's a restoration between my husband and I. The relationship has restored. not quite fully, but we are still working in there. But there is a big difference from where I was two years ago and now. And yeah, there's more happiness. We are more happy here. And
what contributed to that change? Why do you think that? What contributed to the change? What caused it to change?
Yes, what caused the change is I chose to be happy as well. And I didn't want to cry anymore. And I didn't want to be resentful and that full of rage mom. But yeah, praise the Lord, I've recovered from that. And
And your relationship with your children?
Yes, my children are more confident now to talk to me, and they're not shaking anymore. They're not feared to be heard. If they need to say something that happens to them, they are now more open and they're free to share their emotion to me. Because before, when I was this rage mom and angry and depressed and always crying and sad all the time, that locking in my room, they used to be so scared of me, you know. They're shaking and traumatized when I raise my voice. And I just pictured that, like, when, like, very recently, to look back on where I was and where we are now. Because we're not a perfect family, but for me, we are perfect in the eyes of the Lord, because we are happy and we are with each other. We're on everybody's side.
Of course.
I'm so glad my kids are more closer to me now, and they have to have time for them, like, to always talk and be on their side.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Just to get back to your husband, I remember you told me that he ended up going back to church because he stopped going to church for a long, long time, right?
Yes. He has stopped going to church in July 2012, a week after my son's dedication at church.
Mm.
And he has joined us again since this January. Yeah, so he never stopped going to church this year.
Mm.
He has joined us. Before, there were certain times like he always come with us, but he will be just present, but he'll bring a book or a pen, and he'll sit at the back and doing his work and research, because he's a researcher at the university. So yeah, that's what he used to do. But now he's fully present, and he's holding me, and he celebrates and he prays at church, and he's present.
So what caused your husband to go back to church? Why did he say he wanted to go back to church? Because it was a long time. It was like, what?
Yes.
He only started going in January. Now it's 10 years that he hadn't really been to church.
Yeah. Literally, yes.
Mm.
I don't know. At some point during my journey in recovery, I decided to minister my kids, something like that. Yes, because we started to praise and to do some prayer meetings every evening in every different rooms in our house, from the garage and the bedrooms, everywhere in the house, in the corner of the house. We rotate, like, which side of the house are we going to pray tonight? Mm-hmm. And he has been, I don't know, maybe he's motivated and inspired with what we're doing and what I'm sharing, because I share testimonies to the kids and share the Bible stories.
Mm.
And I couldn't pray in English before. Mm. I'm not really confident, because I also pray in Malagasy.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids are now able to read and to pray in English.
Yeah, they're older now.
Basic,
hey?
But yes.
Yeah.
So I think since the kids are convinced and highly confident with our journey as a Christian and as to serve the Lord, and that's when my husband also started to join us.
Wow.
He's like, can I please join you also, guys? And
I've
been praying for that for many years, so I didn't really see that coming, but that's happening.
Yeah, that's incredible. Just to see how the Lord works, and it's not in an indirect way, in a direct way.
Mm. Yeah.
And in our conversations before we started the recording, I remember you saying that at one point you wanted to stop attending these restoration groups and this community, and your husband actually said, "Please don't stop. Please don't stop."
Tell us about that.
Tell us about that.
I don't know. Yeah, he told me. Yes, there was sometimes, like I said, I don't want to join the group today. Like, even now, like, sometimes I was not really feeling well, and then, or maybe exhausted from meetings at school and my clients, and then I said, I'm not going. Then they're like, I can set up the computer for you. Sit there, I'll bring you tea and this and that. Please, you should join the meeting because you look more happy and it's good for you. You know, like something like that. I never heard from that from him before, like being really supportive. That's not really him before. But now he's been supportive and very kind towards that. So
you also told me that your husband said that he went back to church because he saw a big difference in you.
Yes.
And that was part of the reason, right?
Yes, that's the one thing.
And then
sorry to interrupt you. Yeah,
no problem. And your children, I remember a story you told me about a mother that called you to say thank you. What do you do? She wants to congratulate you with your children because your son was talking to her son about Jesus.
Yes.
You tell us something about that?
Yeah, so because like I started to minister my kids just like out of passion. Like I wanted to be heard. Like I say, like I wanted to share what I have in my heart, and I wanted to practice with my kids. I wanted them to hear the difference from where I was before and where we are now, and share the testimonies and how the Lord is speaking to me and through the Bible and the script that we are sharing. So yeah, so he was also, my son was so inspired of that as well. So he was invited for a play date at his friend's house, and he was sharing, this was quite a while ago, but he was sharing about Jesus, something like that. And how Jesus was healing him, and you know, like something like that. But she didn't really tell me what was the full story. But I remember August's mom like asked me, like she said, like, oh yeah, your son was sharing the story about Jesus. He was so cute and adorable. How did that happen? Like, I'm so proud of you. Well done, mom. She said. So, I was so surprised and emotional that time.
Wow. And you're still in this program, right? It's now the second year that you're part of this program, this Christ-Centered Restoration Program. And you're continuing. Why do you keep on going? You say it's not always easy.
I love being in that group because I feel more real. And the fact that the group is so safe that I can be myself, like I wanted to be in that group for many years ago, but I just couldn't find my way to be in. But that's exactly what I wanted to be, where I wanted to be, like to be heard and to express myself and to remove my mask and to hide that I'm not struggling. And yeah, so I love being in that group that I can be also close to Jesus and to sustain my my faith and all the journey. Journey as in recovery, all the habits, the bad habits, and my struggle. So yeah, that's why I love being in the Celebrate Recovery.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, it's time to come to an end. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's such a powerful story of restoration. Restore, the definition of that is to take someone back to their original design. And isn't that, when I listen to you, what your life was like, even while you were attending church, and we not discard that because God worked. You told us how excited you were and how it helped you. But also that real change didn't happen until you started addressing your hurts, hang-ups, and habits and realized I needed more than this. And so you got into this rigorous discipleship program. And that had brought changes not only for you, but for your husband, your children, and your whole family. So we just praise God because if he's in the center, many things can change.
Yes.
So we worship him for that. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us, listening again to Sylvia's beautiful story. She doesn't specifically have an addiction, but she's got several things habits and hang-ups that the Lord helped her with. And so remember to send your comments and remarks. If you know anyone that'd like to share their story with us, please write to us at Frederick Suki, one word, @kpulpa.co.za. and for the podcast.
Yes, and if you tuned in late for this podcast or this broadcast, please get back to the podcasts, and it'll be found on kpulpit.co.za/podcasts/IntoMeC.
Yes, and this program is specifically about young mums and how a Christ-centered recovery program could help a whole family to come back to Jesus and to experience more of His peace. So share it with your friends. Till next time, dear friends, God bless.
Blessings.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.